嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎大家又来到开源英语带给你的节目。
Hey guys, it's Adam.
今天我们要说说这段时间我觉得挺火的一个英语词，这个词就是 pick.
Pick.
P-I-C-K.
Huh.
Do you know the context? 你知道这个背景吗？
Pick your nose?
不是挖鼻子。
There's a lot of people that pick their nose.
主要对对，当然，但我们是说的为什么 pick 最近很多人说呢？因为就是有一个 like an idol contest show，选秀的 idol 就是偶像嘛，然后就是选那种girl idol， 选女团 like、
okay.
girl band、然后因为那个节目以后呢，然后之前还有一个什么实习生是选那种 guy idol boy band、然后它里面的那个 tagline 啊，就是 slogan 就是说你 pick 谁、就你选哪一个 idol 你喜欢谁、但是英语里面其实在那种场景底下好像也不太会用 pick 这个词哈。
Well, we'll talk about that today, won't we?
对，那今天我们就要跟大家说说怎么最正确、最地道的使用 pick 这个词。好，如果你对这个话题，然后对提升自己英语有兴趣的话呢，千万要到我们的微信公众号“开言英语”，开放的开，语言的言，来查看这期节目的相关文本。OK, 先来说一下，like this kind of contest.Idol contest shows 在国外像 American Idol 啊、什么
The Voice
对 The Voice 通常会说观众 viewers 你们 pick 谁、会这样讲吗
We don't I mean you could use the word pick we often say vote
yeah because that's how those shows work
right
你给这些选手投票、or you can also vote someone off
right so it's either who's the best or who's
the
worst
对比如像以前什么 Survivor
yeah
生存者的节目就是 you need to vote people off
off the island
对但是我觉得有一些比赛啊 competition 或者 awards 奖项也是会说 who's your pick
right
但那个他的意思就是你觉得最终 like who would be the final winner?
Yeah, it's not so much who do you support, it's who do you think will win.
对对他其实 who's your pick 用在这种 competition and awards 的时候就是你觉得最后谁会赢、对吧比如世界杯 can I ask someone, so who's your pick?
Sure.
Which team is your pick?、
Germany.
已经 out
了 oh, okay.
Oh, 对那个就是 who do you think will stand the、best chance to win?
Right.
对但我觉得 pick 人好像就借小时候吧比如大家要做游戏、分成两个队啊什么、
right.
你要选我这个队有哪几个小朋友。
Right, there'd usually be two captains and then the captains would pick other...
队长。
Yeah, there'd usually be two captains and they would justpick the teammates. So the best people got picked first, and the people like poor Adam probably got picked last.
Oh, so you can also say like, get picked.
Yeah, and get picked last.
Get
is,
picked last.
Yeah, it's definitely not a good thing.
对就是、通常那种 two teams 要 face off, 那就 who do you pick? 这 captain 你来选你的队员、是不是或者比如做什么 team building, 然后两个团队、就我觉得是比较短期的 like kind ofTemporary, short-term kind
of thing. Yeah, this would be for like gym class or like you say, the team building. So after 1 hour, this team is no longer a team. It doesn't exist.
对，就是你在做这件事情的时候 who do you pick、to be on your team?
Right.
OK, 接下来我们要说的这个 pick 的用法呢是把 pick 当名词而且这个真的非常常用。
Yeah, yeah. And often it's in the plural form, right? Picks.
比如说 editor's picks.
Yes, exactly.
像大家听播客对吧像苹果的这个 podcast, 然后他们 they'll feature some、new and noteworthy shows, 或者他们编辑觉得很好的推荐给大家。编辑精选推荐 So we'll say something like editor's picks.
Right, exactly. Another time we often hear this phrase is around the Oscars.
啊、金像奖奥斯卡。
Right, your Oscars picks.
Oscars picks、这个是说已经赢了的 winners or they're just like
No, it's like the ones you think are going to win right? It's the same sort of idea like you, it's not that you are only supporting them it's that you think they will win
就是这种奥斯卡热门的影片、
right.
对，还有比如 picks， 我觉得在什么网站呀、杂志啊、推荐类的常常用，还有 top picks or something， right？ Top 就是我们觉得最好的一些推荐，像现在夏天了 ，top picks for a perfect beach holiday，
right？ Yes，
这个用法大家可以学起来。好，下一个这个 phrase 这个短语特别好，就是你想问别人的想法，让别人帮你参谋参谋的时候，你可以 pick 他的脑子。
Sounds gross.
A little.
Yeah, it's pick your brain or pick someone's brain.
Yeah, can I pick your brain for a bit?
Right, can I pick your brain about something for a bit?
对，想想是有点变态。
Yeah.
你想那 Hannibal.
Yeah, pick on your brain.
沉默羔羊。对，我觉得这里大家要注意的时候，千万不要说什么 pick your brains.
Right.
That really sounds like 沉默的羔羊。对，just pick your brain, right? Can I pick your brain?好，那接下来我们最后要说的 pick 的用法呢，我觉得是面临选择的时候，然后特别是当选择很多你不知道选哪个的时候，比如去餐厅吃饭啊，这个 menu 好多东西啊，然后 you take forever to decide and your friends are getting impatient, they might say to you,
Adam, just pick one.
Just pick anything.
Right.
Oh God. 就是哎，好烦哦，不要想了啦， don't overthink it, 就随便选一个。
Right.
Just pick one, just pick anything. But be careful, guys, 你这样说的时候呢，可能听起来是有点不耐烦。
Right, a little impatient.
对，所以就是最好还是避免吧，是吧？ Just pick one. 或者我觉得很熟的朋友也 OK 了。
Yeah. Just pick anything.
Yeah, just pick anything. Yeah. All right, 前面我觉得 Adam 跟我讲了还有一个 pick 的用法很好，就是当你谈到自己错误的选择的时候。
Yeah, we always use pick here. Like, maybe you're watching a lot of people make so much money in a different career. And you think, oh man, I picked the wrong career.
我选错行业了是吧？ I picked the wrong career.
Right.
Or I picked a bad time to do something. 这个也很常用。
It is used quite a bit, often when we're joking, right? Like I picked a bad time to quit smoking. Maybe, for example, this week is very, very stressful. And so like, oh, I really could, you know, if I were smoking this week, I would be very comfortable.
对，就是哎，选的这个时间不对。那可以说比如 oh, sorry, I picked the wrong time to come here. 你今天那么忙。
Yeah, I mean, you could. I think I said this the other day at the restaurant because they didn't have my favorite food there, my favorite dish. And then they didn't have my favorite sauce. So I think I said like, oh, I picked the wrong day.
就是今天就真不巧，有点意思啊。
Right,
或者你去you go shopping, 然后那天人特别特别多。
Pick the wrong time.
对、picked the wrong time to come here.
Christmas Eve.
对 ，OK， 还有就是讲到人的时候啊 ，pick 有一个不太好的，就是欺负针对一个人。
Well, this isn't pick, right? This is pick on. Yeah, pick on. So yeah, bullies pick on other kids.
霸凌是吧 ？Pick on someone.Or like the poor kid who always gets picked on.
Right, so it can be passive as well. You get picked on. The teacher sometimes likes to pick on naughty students.
老师也会那皮的学生。
Right, like especially if the student is talking or not paying attention, he will say, you know, like, Adam, what is the answer? Sorry, sir.
OK, 那今天我们最后要讲的这个 pick 呢跟前面不太一样，但我觉得很重要。比如说你出去吃饭，在国外餐馆后面很想用牙签。
Yes, OK, toothpicks.
Toothpicks,
yes.
Right? Could I have some toothpicks? 因为这个就是我爸爸有一次问我说牙签英语怎么说，他出国旅游就很想问人家要牙签。
Oh, it's useful. I mean, I have seen elderly Chinese people here in Vancouver try to use like body language to get a toothpick.
Now you guys know it's called a toothpick.
Toothpick.
好的，那今天我们的节目就讲到这儿。We hope you enjoyed today's show and learned a ton of useful English. 听完我们的节目，很多朋友说 it's a great warm up, 很好的热身啊，让他进入学习英语的这个状态。我觉得学英语真的也是一种 it's a way of life, it's a lifestyle, 生活方式。我们就是想不断的带给大家用得到的，然后你会觉得有趣的，会激起你学习自主性的这种内容。那也感谢大家一直以来对我们的支持，我们今年的这个不管从内容还是我们的产品端，在七八月份都会有很大的升级， so stay tuned, 然后现在也是加入会员的一个好时机，因为现在所有入会的会员呢，之后会享受到更好的 app 学习体验，更多的课程，然后呢，所有的会员都可以免费进入我们的会员学习群，每天都有学习的督促提醒，跟所有的小伙伴们一起学。好，那怎么成为会员呢？也很简单，就在我们的微信公众号，在菜单里面呢，我觉得很重要，还是你要先试用，看看我们的内容我们的课程教学法是不是适合你啊？你是不是觉得有用？ If the answer is yes, 那旁边呢有一个购买的链接，也是我们最优惠的一个升级渠道，学习一年只要629，每天的新课，然后微信学习群这些你都可以享受。 Alright, thank you for your support and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys.